早安。
Can we turn to Revelation chapter 19?
请打开启示录的十九章。
We'll come to our theme verse.
我们主题的经文。
Verse 7.
我们第七节，十九章第七节。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
In verse 9, then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God.
第九节，天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Can we bow with a further word of prayer?
我们继续有个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity to come to study your word.
主，我们要感谢你，让我们再次有机会来学习你的话语。
Lord, we know this is an important matter in your heart.
主，我们知道在你的心中这是非常重要的一件事情。
And Lord, sometimes when we think that it'sToo much for us to understand.
主，也许我们很多时候我们说这是有一点太过的太多的要求，对我们自己来讲，我们实在够不上。
So we ask that your Holy Spirit may interpret these words and speak to our hearts.
主，我们求你的圣灵来解释、分解这些话语，来对我们心里说话。
Lord, that we may truly understand the work that you are doing.
主，让我们能够真实的。了解知道你的话语的奥秘要告诉我们的。
To understand the privilege that we have to be part of your work.
主，让我们知道我们今天何等的权利能够在这个你的计划里面有份。
And we may be able to answer your call.
让我们能够来回应你对我们的呼召。
Lord, we pray that you do not allow us to return from this conference the same way we came.
主，你让我们不再照着我们原来的方式来回去，让我们真是有得着。
Lord, the days that you have allowed us to continue on this earth, they may be to serve your purpose.
主，好让我们能够照着你的旨意来服侍你。
Amen. We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们乃是奉宝贵的耶稣基督的名祷告。
So yesterday we discussed how.For us to understand this phrase, behold, the bride has made herself ready.
好，我们昨天讲了一句重要的话，就是说新妇自己预备好了。
That we needed to return to the beginning.
那我们需要回到起初的。
We needed to understand the purpose that God created man.
我们需要了解到神起初创造人的目的是什么。
Yesterday we talked about the fact that there was a rebellion in history.
那昨天我们说到了，在起初的时候有一个背叛神的。
That Lucifer was proud and rebelled against God.
天使长路西佛呢，是因为骄傲然后违抗了神的命令。
He wanted to take the place of God.
他要取代神的地位。
And we know that something happened in this universe.
那我们就知道整个宇宙呢就发生了大的变动。
Read in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2 how the earth was formless and void.
那我们昨天看到了这个创世纪的第一章第二节，那地是空虚混沌，烟面黑暗。
We know that somehow in this universe there was some lost territory.
那我们知道在整个宇宙里面呢，神就是人呢失掉了一些东西。
But God decided not to just kill, destroy Satan.
那神并没有说他就要把撒旦给败坏。
Because God did not just want to demonstrate his power.
那神不要用他自己的能力来彰显他自己。
But he wanted to demonstrate his wisdom.
但他要彰显他的智慧。
And in his plan, he made man a little lower than the angels.
在他的计划里面呢，他让人比天使微小一点。
And remember, what did he tell Adam and Eve?
记得他怎么样对亚当跟夏娃说吗？
That the seed of the woman would be in battle with the seed of the serpent.
那女人的后裔要与蛇为敌。
And one day that seed would crush the head of Satan.
哦，那有一天呢，这个女人的后裔要打破啊撒旦的头。
So it was a wonderful prophecy.
啊，这是一个非常啊奇妙的一个预言。
But we know even before then.
啊，我们知道，甚至在这个之前。
We know that because of the fall of man.
啊，因为人的堕落。
Man not only fell into sin.
人不但只是在罪里面。
Man later on became flesh.
人更成为啊属肉体的血气。
So what defined man was that he was like flesh.
啊，那么这人就成为一个完全属血气的人。
And the Bible says God did not want to strive with man anymore.
那圣经就说神的灵不再与人来争竞。
Because he fell far away from what God originally intended him to be.
他已经完全的已经啊。远远地堕落到神原初的旨意。
So that's why God judged the world with a flood.
那么就是因为这样子关系呢，神就审判了这个世界。
But thank God there was this righteous man, his name was Noah and his family.
啊，那我们感谢神，在当时呢，有一个啊，在神面前啊，义人就是挪亚。
And God spared mankind.
那么神就啊，保留了啊人类。
But unfortunately, man continued.
啊，但是很不幸的啊，在挪亚之后的人一样的继续在罪里面。
Yes, continued in his own ways.
啊，一样的是走他自己的道路。
And build the Tower of Babel.
啊，那么他们造了巴别塔。
So that the whole world rose up in rebellion against God.
那整个世界呢，就是啊，都起来与神为敌。
So after that, that's when God called Abraham.
啊，那么在那个时间里面呢，神就呼召一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
And then through his family, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那么透过亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一家。
And then eventually the sons of Israel.
啊，那么就从啊他们的家族以色列啊就起国家就兴起。
God wanted to, on this earth, have a testimony for himself.
神要在这地上啊建立他自己的见证。
Everywhere else in the world was corrupt.
啊，世界的整个都败坏了。
And full of sin.
啊，在罪恶里面。
But God gave man the people of Israel the law.
啊，那神给以色列人有个律法。
So that the world would know what is the standard of God.
那么世界上就知道什么是神的标准。
As the whole rest of the world fell below the standard of God.
啊，当整个世界都在神啊，活在神的这个标准之下
，the people of Israel, the nation of Israel will be a people after God's own heart.
啊，那么以色列啊，这个民族呢是啊，活在神的心意里面。
And then God could tabernacle Himself among His people.
那么神就可以借着这个会幕呢，住在他的百姓当中。
God could place His name there.
神可以把他的名放在他们当中。
And then people will see, wow.God is dwelling amongst these people.
那么世界上就知道，哦，原来神住在他们当中了。
These people are upholding the standard of God.
那么这些人呢，持守啊神的见证。
So throughout the Old Testament,
那么啊，经由这个旧约里面
，you see that God had the desire that somehow in this land of Canaan there would be a place.That would be bear the light of who God was.
那我们就知道，在迦南的这块小的地方呢，啊，会看到有神啊，他自己的见证，有神的名在这里面。
But unfortunately, the nation of Israel failed God.
啊，但是很不幸的，以色列的一样是失败了。
And even though God placed Himself for a period of time amongst the people of Israel.
啊，虽然神啊，在这一段时间里面呢。把他自己啊跟以色列人在一起，把他的名放在他们当中。
And the prophets read that God retreated himself away from the earth.
那先知书也说了，因为以色列人犯罪的关系呢，神就从他们当中离开了。
God no longer became God of heaven and earth, but God became the God of heaven.
那神就不再成为天地的神，他已经离开地上啊，就回到天上。
But we thank the Lord.
但我们感谢主
，Even though his purpose was frustrated,
啊，虽然他的旨意啊遭受到迫害了
，That in time God sent His only begotten Son,
啊，那时候到的时候，神就差遣他的儿子
，Our dear Lord Jesus,
啊，我们的亲爱主耶稣基督
，And we know that according to Psalm 8,
Oh, 依据这个根据我们昨天读的诗篇第八篇 Psalm 8 yes,
the Bible says that through the mouth of babes he would establish strength
啊，从婴儿的口中呢要建立他的能力
So remember our Lord Jesus was born in a manger
啊，我们就知道啊，这个
主耶稣是生在这个马槽里啊，马槽里
He was as frail as you could imagine
啊，他是这个啊所以就像我们人一样的、软弱的一个身体
And he grew up as a man
但他 成为、长大成为一个人
he had to, Even though he was a son of God, he had to learn obedience
啊，虽然他是神的儿子他要学习顺服
He was the creator of the universe
他是这个宇宙的、创造者
But now he had to learn how to be a carpenter from his father
啊，但是他来到地上呢他需要向他地上的父亲学习做一个木匠
He had to learn to depend on his heavenly father.
他要学习怎么依靠天上的父神。
He was the one who created the universe.
他是这一位创造宇宙的主宰。
But now he became flesh.
但是他因为成为肉身，成为一个人，肉身的样子。
He became restricted by all the things that are of man.
他就受到人所受的一切的限制。
So that he even said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth."
所以他就说呢，人在地上活着不但靠食物，乃是靠、神口里的话。
A completely dependent life.
所以他完全一个活出啊，依靠啊，靠着父的啊这个生活。
He was truly made a little lower than the angels.
他真的是啊，在地上比天使微小。
But as a man,
啊，作为一个人
，He lived a life that completely satisfied the Father.
他活着一个完全是满足父心意的一个人。
Adam decided that he wanted to live an independent life.
啊，亚当呢，自己决定要完全独立于神的生活。
But our Lord Jesus decided to live a dependent life.
但我们的主耶稣基督呢，他决定是学习啊，做一个顺服神、依靠的生活。
And he had a complete and wonderful fellowship with his Father.
他与父神有很好的啊这个交通。
He said, "Whatever my Father says, I do."
啊。就是神父所说的我才做
So brothers and sisters
啊，弟兄姐妹们
So we know that our Lord satisfied the Father completely
所以我们知道我们的主啊是完全满足父心父神心意的
He was truly that one that was able to reflect who the Father is
啊，他是一位能够啊把父显明出来的一个啊人子
So, remember, one time, the disciples came to him, show us the Father.
啊，有一回记得这个门徒说呢，求主把父显明给我们看。
The Lord Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father.
啊，那主就说了，你们看见了我，就看见了父。
And then we know that, our Lord was complete before, lived a complete life.
啊，我们知道主在地上是过一个完全的生活。
And the Mount of Transfiguration, his face shone.
啊，在变相山上呢，他啊显出他的这个面相。
He completely reflected the glory of God.
他完全把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And then he could have exited the world from there.
啊，他可以从那个地方就离开啊，回到天上去。
But he did not do that.
但他没有选择。
The Bible said he set his face towards Jerusalem.
啊，圣经说呢，他的面啊朝向耶路撒冷。
Because he thought of you and he thought of me.
因为他想到的是你和我。
If the Lord Jesus had ascended into heaven,
啊，如果主在那里离开了天啊地上到天上去
，we would be hopeless.
那我们将是成为一个没有希望的。
But the cross needed to be a part of it for us to be a part of it.
啊，因为十字架必须要是啊成为。啊，我们的一部分使我们能够有希望。
Because God is a righteous God.
啊，因为神是一个公义的神。
So someone needs to pay for our sins.
啊，必须要有人为我们的罪付上赎价。
And we thank the Lord that our Lord was willing to die for us on the cross.
那我们感谢主，他愿意为我们的罪啊死在十字架上。
And we know he died a cruel death.
啊，我们知道他不但死，而且是一个很残酷的死。
And we talked about the fact that John, when he saw our Lord Jesus die,
啊，我们看到这个约翰说，当他看见主啊在十字架上死的时候
，and then out of his side flowed forth water and blood.
啊，从他的肋旁流出水跟血来。
Now blood speaks about forgiveness of sins.
啊，血是讲到这个啊赦免赎罪的意思。
The water speaks of life.
那么水呢？讲到生命。
And then, and then he died.
啊，他在十字架上死了。
But thank the Lord that death cannot hold him.
啊，感谢主，死不能把他拘禁。
And then he ascended to the right hand of the Most High.
那么他就啊复活升天啊，坐在父神的右边。
And we know that there is a man in glory.
啊，我们就知道啊，这个就是一个得到荣耀的一个人。
But what did the Lord tell the disciples?
那么神啊，主怎么跟门徒说呢
？He said, "I will go away."
啊，我要去。
But I will send another helper.
但我要送另外一个啊保惠师来。
So what happened on the day of Pentecost?
啊，那么在这个五旬节那天发生了什么事呢
？So that there were 120 who were praying in the upper room.
有120个人在啊这个马可楼上祷告。
And we know what happened.
啊，我们就知道当时发生。
The Holy Spirit was outpoured.
那么当时呢，就是啊，圣灵降下。
And then that day, 120 individuals.
啊，在那天呢，120个个人。
They were baptized into the body of Christ.
他们被圣灵受浸，成为一个啊主的身体。
They became 120 members in the body of Christ.
他们成为身体里面的二十个肢体，120个肢体。
So, at that, the Lord also gave us His life.
啊，主啊，同时也给他们啊他的生命。
So that the Holy Spirit now indwelt in each one of them.
那么圣灵就念住在啊每一个人当中。
And the life of Christ also indwelt in each one of them.
那么主耶稣的生命同时也借着圣灵住在每一个人。
So you get the picture?
所以你看到这个图画了。
So we all know that Christ is the head, but we are the body.
那我们就看见啊，主耶稣基督他是头啊，
but,
我们是身体。
But what does that mean?
那这什么意思呢
？That means that everything that the Lord did while He was here on the earth，
那就是说啊，主在地上所做的每一个事情，
啊 ，through His physical body，
啊，透过他的这个肉身
，How He loved the sinner，
他怎么样子的爱我们这些罪人
，How He showed the world what heaven was，
啊，他怎么样把天上能够带到地上，让世人能够看见
？Do you remember the story in the Old Testament of Jacob？
我们都记得在旧约里面的雅各的故事。
Remember when he had cheated his brother, he was fleeing away from home.
我们记得他欺骗了他的哥哥，然后就被迫离开了家。
And then he had a dream.
那他有一个梦。
And then he saw the heavens open.
他看见天开了。
And then there was this ladder.
有一个梯子。
And then this ladder, and angels of heaven were ascending and descending upon this ladder.
那在这个梯子上呢，天使就上下来回。
And when Jacob woke up,
当雅各醒来的时候
，He said, "This is nothing but the gate of heaven."
他就说，哇，这地方这是天的门。
He said, "God's presence was here."
因为神就在这里。
So Jacob, the Bible calls him a worm.
这个虫。所以在圣经里面呢。说雅各是个虫。
He is one that knew of the life on this earth.
他是一个知道在地上生活的人。
He had no idea about the things of heaven.
他完全没有办法想象天上是怎么样的。
But in God's mercy,
但是因为神的怜悯
he caught a glimpse.
他就在一瞥看见了天上的。
So he saw that there was a ladder leading from earth to heaven.
他就看见了从地上跟天上有一个梯子啊。
He somehow saw a glimpse of how God's purpose was not just for his life on earth.
他稍微可以体会一点，神让他不是只有活在地上的生活。
Now Jacob was one that knew a lot about the earth.
雅各是一个对地上的事情非常精通的人。
And you know,He was one who grabbed onto the heel of his brother.
他是那一位抓着他哥哥的脚不放的人。
He was one who would never be cheated by anybody.
他是那个从来不被人家欺骗，他只欺骗人家的一个人。
And then eventually we have the sons of Israel.
但是从他后代却看见的是以色列的后代。
So now you know the descendants of Jacob are the best businessmen in the world.
所以你就知道，今天以色列人是全世界最会做生意的人。
So they took it from Jacob, their ancestor.
因为他们是从雅各他们先祖那学习到的这些。
So be careful when you do business with a Jewish man.
那么你们要小心，当你如果跟这个犹太人做生意的话。
Because the money in your pocket might end up in his pocket.
在你口袋里面的钱可能就变到他口袋里面。
I don't need to tell you.
我不需要告诉你。
Look at all the biggest businesses in the world.
看见今天地上大的企业。
Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg.
Facebook 的这个创办人嘛。
Google, Sergey Brin, Larry Page.
Google 的这些创办人。
They're all Jewish.
他们都是犹太人。
People think that Bill Gates may have Jewish blood in him too.
有人说呢，这个微软这个 Bill Gates 创办人也许也是有犹太人。
Seattle, a big part of why Seattle is what it is today is because of that.
这个大部分西雅图今天能够成为这样子的一个成功的，很多是归功于犹太人。
Look at all the big banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan.
看到我们西雅图这些银行的这个什么几个大银行都是。
And even in the entertainment world,
甚至在娱乐界的也是。
Steven Spielberg,
这个叫 Steven Spielberg 这个。
Many many others. The list is very long.
要讲下去的话是很长的。
So truly, God did bless the descendants of Jacob.
那么我们可以知道，的确神是在祝福雅各的这个后代犹太人。
But the most wonderful thing was that God showed that there was this heavenly ladder.
但是呢，其实最重要的是神让雅各看见了这个天梯，让他看见天上跟地上。
But then what did the Lord Jesus tell Philip?
那主怎么跟腓力说呢？
You shall see heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
就在约翰福音里面他说呢，你会看到神的使者在这个梯上来回。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
our Lord Jesus, on the one hand,Lay hold of us.
有一方面来讲呢，主耶稣基督呢，他手抓住了我们。
On the other hand, lay hold of the Father.
另外一方面，他的手呢，抓住了天上的父。
And was able to bring us together.
所以可以把我们两下能够放在一起。
Now there was a story of a son and a father.
有一个故事讲到一个儿子跟父亲的故事。
For various reasons, they started to grow apart.
不管什么因为一些原因呢，他们就要分开。
And as the young man grew older, he did not want to talk to his father.
当这个年轻人呢越长大以后越大，他就不喜欢跟他父亲说话。
But one day there was news that his mother was very sick.
有一天有个消息告诉他的母亲生病非常严重。
So the son who was far away came back to see the mother.
那这位年轻人呢，他远离了家乡呢，就回家看他的母亲。
So this mother was about to die.
因为这母亲快要死了。
So on her deathbed, she had the son on one side and the father on the other side.
那么在她快要死的临床的时候呢，她一只手抓着儿子，一只手抓着她的父亲。
And then what he did was he took the hand of the son and the hand of the father.
他就一直抓着他的儿子。还有他的儿子的父亲的手。
And with her last breath, he held both hands in her bosom.
在他最后一口气呢，把他们两个人的手呢放在他胸前。
And she died.
那他这个母亲就死了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
Our Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们主耶稣基督在十字架上。
He laid hold of our hand.
他抓着我们的手。
And the hand of the Father.
还有天上的父神的手。
Put it in his bosom.
放在他的胸口。
And he died.
那就。最后一口气咽下去。
What a wondrous love.
这个就是所谓的爱。
So our Lord Jesus came to bring heaven and earth together.
我们的主耶稣基督从天上来地上就把天跟地联合在一起。
He truly is that ladder that connects earth and heaven.
他是那位真正的那个天梯把天上跟地上联合在一起。
He is the one who brings us and the Father together.
他是这一位中保把我们跟天上的父神。
So brothers and sisters, when our Lord Jesus came,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当主耶稣基督来
，Man did not know what heaven was.
没有人知道天上是什么样。
But when they saw the Lord Jesus,
当他看见耶稣基督的时候
，They touched heaven.
他们就摸到了天上。
There was something different about him.
因为他在他身上是有特别。
In this world.
在这个世界。
Whoever has the biggest fist,
谁有最大的这个宴席
rules
拳头
and controls,
那么他就有能力可以控制。
It was in ancient days it was this way.
这是古时也是如此的。
Nowadays is the same.
今天仍然是如此。
Whoever has the most weapons,
谁有最多的武力
？Whoever can dominate is the king.
那么那个人就可以是成为一个君王来统治。
But what did our Lord Jesus do?
那看我们主耶稣基督他怎么做呢
？He was the one that turned the other cheek.
他是那一位把那个脸啊转向另外一边。
He very much could have destroyed the Romans.
啊，他是啊可以把罗马给毁掉的。
But he was willing to go to the cross.
但是他愿意走上十字架。
And what did he do?
那他做什么呢
？He prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they did not know what they did."
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
So wherever he went,
啊，不论他到哪里去。
People started to understand what heaven is.
那人们就开始在思想天上到底像什么样。
Man was in darkness.
人活在黑暗里面。
But then the Lord Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
那耶稣基督就说：“我啊是世上的光。”
Man did not understand what living was.
啊，人不知道什么是生活。
The Lord said, "I am the bread of life."
啊，耶稣说：“我是啊生命的粮。”
Man did not understand what love was.
人不知道什么是爱。
But on the cross, our Lord demonstrated the love of God.
在十字架上啊，耶稣基督彰显什么是爱。
Isn't that the wonderful story of our Lord Jesus?
这就是我们主啊的一个奇妙的故事。
So when our Lord ascended into heaven,
啊，当我们主升到天上的时候
，and as He gave us His life,
他给我们这个生命。
We spoke of how in the book of Genesis, Eve was taken out of Adam.
啊，我们昨天讲到说，在创世纪里面。夏娃怎么样从亚当的肋旁里面被取出来？
But that was a very peaceful scene.
啊，这是一个啊一个啊 ，peace of scene.
Peaceful scene.
这是一个很平，就是很平顺的，没有什么样受苦的一个啊很平静平息平和平。对对对，是这样一个啊很平静的一个程序啊产生出来夏娃。
But on the cross.
啊，但是在十字架上。
Out of the side of our Lord came forth water and blood.
啊，从耶稣基督的肋旁是由水跟血跑流出来。
And many Bible scholars believe what happened was a spear pierced through the heart of our Lord.
啊，那么很多的圣经学者就是说呢，这是啊刺伤了啊主的心心脏。
Because outside of the heart is water.
啊，因为在心脏的外面是水。
So you know, out of his side came forth water and blood.
啊，所以在他的这个肋旁呢，就流出水跟血来。
And the same way God took something out of the side of our Lord Jesus.
啊，就是以这个亚当烈士的方式啊，从他肋旁里面神取出了。
And our Lord, and our God took something out of our Lord Jesus.
啊，我们的主啊，我们的父神呢，就从主耶稣基督的身上啊取出。
And we know then the church was born.
我们就知道，因为这样的关系呢，教会就产生了。
So you see the story.
啊，所以你看见这个故事。
So the hope is that our Lord Jesus can say, "Wow, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh."
啊，所以我们主可以说啊，教会我们是他骨中的骨。
We know the woman came out of the man, right?
我们知道女人从男人的身上出来。
So the church came out of Christ.
那么一样的方式，教会是从主的身上啊取出来造成的。
So the church was born.
所以教会就这样产生。
So the goal was the idea is that the church is the body of Christ.
啊，所以教会诞生呢，啊，这样的透过这样的方式呢，就成为主的身体。
Would be able to carry out the purpose of God on earth.
能够继续耶稣基督在地上啊执行父神的旨意。
And that somehow as people see the church.
那么一样道理，当人们世人看见教会的时候
，Just as the people saw in our Lord Jesus，
就像耶稣基督在地上的时候，人怎么样看他一样。
What is light？
什么样是那个光
？The Lord said, "You are the light of the world."
啊，主说呢，我们是世上的光。
So you can't hide it under a bushel.
所以你不能把这个啊光藏在斗底下。
And we are to show what is life.
我们必须要把这个光彰显出来。
And what is love？
啊，什么是爱？
So this is the work that God is doing.
那这就是神的话要告诉我们。
But the challenge is this.
但是啊，有一个挑战在这里。
Is that yes? Now we have the life of Christ.
是我们现在是有主的生命在我们里面。
So just like in the Old Testament.
就像在旧约。
In the Book of Genesis, sorry.
好，就像在创世纪里面。
Remember, Adam and Eve had the chance to partake of that tree of life.
啊，就像这个。亚当跟夏娃有这个机会去取这个生命树一样。
Now the Lord has given us a chance to partake of His life.
那现在呢？神也是透过耶稣基督会让我们选择。
Our Lord is that tree of life.
啊，我们的主就是那生命树。
So as we decided whether we wanted to accept him as our Savior.
那我们啊可以选择是否接受耶稣基督。
Accept him as our life.
啊，接受他成了我们的生命。
That as we partook of that life.
啊，当我们啊拥有这个生命的时候。
Somehow our spirits would wake up again.
啊，我们的灵呢就会被啊被活再重新复活醒来。
Remember when man took of that tree, of fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, his spirit died.
啊，记得在亚当他们亚夏娃他们这个吃了分别善恶树的果子的时候，他们灵就死了。
But thank the Lord, what did the Lord say to Nicodemus?
啊，感谢主啊，主怎么样向尼哥底母说呢
？You must be born again.
你必须要再重生。
So we are all born again when we accept our Lord Jesus as our Savior.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们就重生了。
But that life when it's born,
啊，当那个生命啊重生的时候
，that life needs to grow up.
那个生命需要长大。
That life is very immature.
啊，这个生命是不成熟的。
So, so if you read in Romans chapter 8,
所以如果我们读罗马书第八章
，So what is it that the Lord is trying to do in us?
那么我们看看这个主要在我们身上做什么样子的工作
？Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章。
The pains of childbirth together until now.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
不但如此，就是我们就有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Whenever the Bible talks about sons,
啊，当圣经讲到儿子的时候
，it talks about maturity.
它是讲到一个叫做成熟的生命。
It talks about growing up.
是讲到一个长大成人。
And then if we read on in 8:28,
那我们就继续读到八章二十八节。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So the Lord is doing a work to change us.
所以主呢，在我们身上要做一个改变的工作。
We need to be conformed to the image of His Son.
我们必须要被磨成他儿子的模样。
Now we know that life that He lived was a perfect life.
我们知道主在地上是活一个完全的生活。
And we know that He he grew up perfectly before the Father.
啊，他在父的面前是一个完全啊，活出一个完全的。
So we know that on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was ready to be taken away.
所以我们可以知道他是有权利可以在变相山上直接就回到天上去的。
So after 33 odd years, he became perfect in the sight of God.
啊，在地上活了三十几年，他在神面前是一个完全的人。
So he was loved one that became like a mature grape.
所以他就像一个啊葡萄已经长熟了。
Fully mature.
是完全的成熟了。
But the Lord, we were already said, but the Lord was willing to set his face to Jerusalem.
但是我们就看见了，我们的主呢，愿意面向耶路撒冷。
And he was willing to be that grape that was crushed in the winepress.
那他就愿意成为那被压榨的葡萄。
And because he was crushed, then that grape became wine that gave joy to many others.
因为他愿意被压榨成为一个葡萄汁，能够让许多人啊得到享受。
So we know that our Lord was the firstborn among many brethren.
啊，我们知道我们的主是那位啊，在许多弟兄中做长子。
So the goal is that many others will be like him.
所以这个目标就是啊，他的目的就是要让许多的人啊像耶稣基督。
And become mature.
啊，是成为长大。
And to grow up.
是长大成人。
So remember the story of Jacob that we talked about.
所以我们讲到这个雅各的故事。
Now when Jacob saw that vision from heaven,
啊，当雅各看见天上的异象的时候，
he saw that wonderful picture.
他看见一个啊非常好的一个图画。
But if you read his prayer afterwards,
但是如果你读他的啊之后的一个祷告，
we don't have time to go into it.
我们没有时间去看。
His prayer was, Lord, if you were to bless me.
啊，他仍然是说，主啊，如果你来祝福我
，Then I will do such and such。
那我就愿意为你做这些。
So Jacob was still very much about himself。
所以你可以看到，雅各虽然看见了天上的异象，但他这个人呢，还是以他自己为。
So he was still very self-centered。
他仍然是非常自我中心的一个人。
Everything was about Jacob。
所有的都是围绕着雅各这个人。
So what did God do?
那神怎么办呢？
Now Jacob was very crafty, we already said.
那我们都知道雅各是一个非常聪明啊狡猾的一个人。
But what did God do?
那神怎么样对付他？
He put someone next to him that was even craftier than he was.
他就把他的周围放一个人比他更聪明狡猾的人。
That was his uncle Laban.
就是他的啊他的这个舅舅拉班。
So yes, that was Laban.
是，他是拉班。
So, remember he was supposed to marry Rachel.
啊，记不记得雅各呢？他这个舅舅呢是应许要给他这个啊，拉结要给他。
And after 7 years of laboring.
那在7年的做苦工之后，要给他这个拉班啊，拉结。
Laban was very smart.
但是呢，拉班这个人非常的聪明。
You want my daughter? Okay.
他说你要我女儿，好啊。
But you have to work 7 years for her.
但是你需要做7年。
So finally, Jacob, the time seemed to go by really fast because he was going to marry Rachel.
那么雅各呢？因为很喜欢拉结，所以好像7年一下就晃过了。
But then God's Laban switched out the daughters.
啊，拉班呢就把他的这个女儿交换了班。
And then Jacob had to work for another 7 years.
所以他就没有娶到拉结，所以雅各就还要为拉结再做7年的苦力。
And then, you know the story.
啊，你们都知道这些故事。
And then, 4 wives later.
啊，这个四个
妻子
之后。
And then 12 kids later.
有12个小孩之后。
And then Jacob had to work another 6 years for the livestock.
哦，那雅各还要再做6年，要得到那些牲畜、牛羊。
After 20 years.
啊，总共20年的时间
，God was dealing with Jacob.
神就在雅各生命上来对付他。
And then finally, Jacob, after he wrestled with God,
啊，当最后雅各跟神摔跤
，He became a crippled man.
他成为一个啊，这个跛脚人。
So you see this picture.
所以你看到这些图像了。
Jacob could not appreciate the things of heaven.
啊，雅各不会。是喜欢上天上的。
But God needed to deal with Jacob.
但神呢，就必须要在他身上做一些有意义的工作。
He needed to grow up.
他需要长大。
Now, brothers and sisters,
啊，弟兄姐妹们，
most of us have only one spouse.
啊，我们啊，大家都是只有一个配偶。
And I don't know how many of us have 12 kids.
啊，我不知道你们是有否有人有12个孩子。
But you could imagine.
但你可以想象得到。
It's hard enough with one spouse.
啊，有一个配偶就已经是不容易了。
Yeah, imagine Jacob with 4 wives.、
啊、想到雅各有4个妻子呢。
I better not say too much more, but anyway.
我最好不要说太多了。
But 12 children.
啊，有12个孩子。
Very practical.
啊，非常实际的。
Very real.
很真实的。
God allowed someone even more crafty to be around him.
神在他周围允许一个比他更狡猾、聪明的人。
So, but what did the Bible say?
那这个圣经怎么说呢？
That afterwards, Jacob moved to Bethel.
啊，最后呢，雅各就到伯特利。
In the beginning, he just passed by.
刚开始他只有这样走过。
The place that he was when he had the dream.
啊，在那个地方他曾经因为要逃离家做一个梦。
But then the Bible said 20 years later he lived in Bethel.
啊，但二十年以后呢，圣经说呢，雅各就选择住在伯特利。
He became a much wiser man.
他成为一个更有智慧的人。
And remember at the end of his life.
啊，记得在他人生的最后的时候。
Remember after the grueling experience he went through with losing Joseph.
在他的人生苦难失去的约瑟的日子里面
Finally the Bible says that Jacob blessed Pharaoh
最后我们看到圣经里面说呢雅各祝福法老
Someone like Jacob never thought of anybody else
像雅各这样一个人从来没有想到别人
It was always about him
总是想到他自己
But at the end of his life he was able to bless Pharaoh
但他最后人生的最后的时候，他确实可以祝福法老。
Brothers and sisters, Jacob was a worm.
弟兄姐妹们，雅各是一条虫。
He only knew things of the earth.
他只知道地上的事情。
But what was God trying to do in his life?
那神在他身上做一些工作。
To let him see that there was that heavenly ladder.
让他能够看见天上有一个天梯。
There was a heavenly realm.
有一个天上的事。
So that God put him through the work of the cross.
所以神透过十字架的工作
，so that Jacob could turn from a worm into a butterfly，
所以雅各可以成为一条虫呢，转变成美丽的蝴蝶。
Someone that understood something of the third dimension，
就有一个地上的人可以了解天上的事
，not just the things of the earth，
而不是只有地上生活的事。
So in the same way, brothers and sisters，
同样的方式
，in ourselves，
在我们每一个人
，all we care about are the things of this world。
我们思念的常常是地上的事
Things that we can see
我们可以眼睛看得到的
But what is it that God is trying to do?
但神要在我们身上做什么呢
He's trying to change us
他要改变我们
He's trying to transform us
要转换我们
To realize that the real world is the third dimension
让我们知道真实的事情是有第三度空间
The things of heaven are what really matter
天上的事情是很重要的
So we remember in Genesis
我们知道在创世纪里面
We said that God would create a man in order that earth could reflect heaven.
因为神造人好让人可以跟天上联合
So somehow earth would be a reflection of heaven.
所以地上可以彰显天上
Heaven is not just heaven in heaven.
天上不是只有天上的天
But heaven is heaven on earth.
天是在
跟地上有关系
的一个
Yeah, so heaven is realized on earth.
Okay, 就地上可以成为天国的实体实现。
Yeah, sure. And so that's why if you come back to the portion that we read in the book of Revelation,
所以如果你再回去读创世纪启示录的部分
What was the impression that you got of New Jerusalem?
那你们看到那个新耶路撒冷你有什么印象呢
It was this huge transparent city.
是一个完全很大的一个透明的一个城。
And the Bible says that there was no need for any sun.
不需要有日光。
Because the Lamb and the Father were its light.
因为羔羊跟父神就是那成为那个光。
So it's like this huge diamond.
是像一个巨大的一个宝石。
Everything was transparent.
宝石对。
Everything was transparent.
每一个东西都是透亮光明。
So what is the work that the Lord is doing?
这是到底我们主要做什么事呢
？So you know, the most precious, the most expensive thing we have in this world is a diamond.
我们在地上最贵的就是钻石。
And that's why you have commercials that say a diamond is forever.
你就看到有这个商业广告，就是说有一个钻石就好像永远的。
So that's why in this country, when you're going to marry someone, you buy a very expensive diamond ring.
所以就像说你在这个婚姻上买一个最贵的钻石，就好像是永远的感觉。
So then you have to buy a diamond ring to propose to someone you want to marry.
所以就如果你要娶要订婚的话，那么要求婚的话，就必须要有一个钻戒。来求婚。
So, the diamond is very special.
因为钻石是非常特别的东西。
Because it's the hardest material on earth.
因为是在地上最为硬的东西。
It's used to cut glass and many other things.
它 用来就是割这个玻璃的。
But the other thing that makes it so precious.
啊，另外一个让它这个冠石这么
漂亮。Is that because it's very beautiful?
因为它是很漂亮的。
So if cut the right way,
它可以啊切割的是一个很完整的。
And by the way, the best diamond cutters are Jewish as well.
哦，这个啊最会切割钻石的制造钻石的还是犹太人。
So, but if you cut it the right way.
如果你切割的正确的话。
And it's able to capture that light.
你可以让那光呢是一个荣耀的很彰显出来。
So it's very bright and like there's fire inside that rock.
就非常的漂亮，像里面有火一样的。
So that's why diamonds are so expensive.
那就为什么啊，钻石是这么贵的？
But if you think about what the diamond used to be,
但如果你知道钻石是做什么的
？Actually, diamond is nothing but carbon.
啊，其实。钻石的成分就是碳。
So if you take a pencil and the lead in the pencil,
啊，如果你拿一个铅笔里面的笔芯
，that's carbon.
那其实就是碳。
And why is it that you're able to write with it?
啊，为什么能够写呢
？First of all, it's black.
啊，因为它是黑色的。
It's dark.
啊，暗黑色的。
And it's also very brittle.
脆弱。
哦，很脆弱。
So.As you put pressure against the paper,
啊，当然你在纸上写的时候
，it starts to break off.
它很快就好像碎掉了。
And that's when you're able to write with it.
那所以你可以写到上面有痕迹。
That's carbon.
那是碳的本质。
That's the material.
那是它的碳本质的材料。
But if you take that material,
但如果你把这个一样的成分的材料
，and you put it in the heart of the earth,
啊，你放在这个地心里面
，where it's very high temperature,
是非常高温的地心。
Very high pressure.
啊，有高压。
And you give it millions of years.
哦，你给它放个几百万年的时间。
And then it produces a diamond.
那它就产生出钻石。
And so, and then this very brittle material.
啊，那这个非常脆弱的一个材料呢
？After going through high pressure and high temperature.
那经过高温高压的程序
，is able to produce a diamond.
确实可以造出这个贵重的钻石
，to become the hardest material on earth.
啊，成为地上最为坚硬的东西。
And then if you cut it the right way,
如果你把它切割的正确的话
，it's able to bear that light.
那可以把里面的光芒啊射出来。
So brothers and sisters,
啊，弟兄姐妹们
，this is the work that the Lord is doing in us.
这是一样的，神在我们身上的
工作。Jacob,
我们像雅各一样。
We only think of ourselves.
我们只想到我们自己。
But we are, black, dark,
啊，我们就像那碳一样，又黑。
We are brittle,
啊，也是脆弱的。
We are weak,
我们软弱。
And you can't do much with it.
我们实在没有什么东西，没有什么，不太能够做太多事情。
What is it that the Lord is doing?
啊，那主在我们身上做什么呢
？He's putting us in an environment,
把我们放在一个环境里。
Where there is high pressure,
啊，也许是有高压。
High temperature.
高温
and he's working to change us and to conform us to the image of his son.
他在我们身上要做，好让我们能够磨成他儿子的样式。
So that one day,
啊，等到有一天
，that carbon can become a diamond.
这个像碳一样可以成为钻石。
Now the diamond in itself, can't do anything of itself.
啊，钻石本身呢也。它并不能做什么。
So you can have a really big diamond, very beautiful.
你可以有一个很大很漂亮的钻石。
But if you put it in a dark room like this,
如果你放在这个暗的房间里面
，and you shut off all the lights,
你把所有灯都关掉
，close all the curtains,
所有的窗帘都拉起来
，there is nothing beautiful about it.
其实它并没有什么样子漂亮。
But when you turn on the light.
但当你把灯打开的时候
，and then it's able to capture that light.
它就能够啊，这个抓住这个光
，and reflect that light.
然后反射出这个光
，and you see the glory of that light.
那你就可以看到这个光的啊，这个光芒。
So you see the picture.
所以你看到这个图像。
You see it in the book of Revelation.
所以你看到启示录的这个。
In New Jerusalem.
在新耶路撒冷里面。
We talked about the three materials.
我们讲到有三个材料。
The gold.
啊，金晶。
The pearl.
珍珠
and the precious stone,
还有宝石
Now the Bible says the gold in New Jerusalem is not just gold, but it's transparent gold.
好，我们知道在启示录所说的金呢，金子呢，不是只有一般的金子，它是晶晶的。
Yeah, so in the world today, you cannot have transparent gold.
在这个地上呢，我们没有办法找到这样子一个透明的、透亮的。
But if you apply the same principle,
但是你用这个原则
，if you take gold,
如果你拿到这个金子
，and put enough pressure,
给它足够的压力
，enough heat,
还有热量。
Now this happened in the new heaven and new earth, so there's new physics there.
我们假设说这个天上的新耶路撒冷有新的物理的定律。
Because the Bible says there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
因为天上圣经说有将来有新天新地。
So new physics as well.
应该会有一个新的这个物理的原理。
So you can then have transparent gold.
那也许我们那时候可以有透明的金子。
And what does the Bible say? There are 12 foundation stones.
圣经说有12个根基。
And then the Bible says, they are the 12 apostles.
他们是十二个使徒。
And then upon the 12 foundation stones, then the whole city is built up.
在这根基上就把整个城市建立起来。
1500 miles by 1500 miles.
1500 miles, okay. 就是15000,
1500.
1500个
英里。
英里。
英里。By 1500 miles.
就是。1500里跟1500里正好相等。
So the church,
cubic.
So it's cubed, actually, 1500 miles.
就是立体的，立体的城市都是1500。
So that's New Jerusalem.
就是新的耶路撒冷城。
So built upon the foundation of the apostles.
是建在十二个使徒的根基上。
Then the church is going to be built.
那这教会就建立起来。
And fully transparent.
完全透明的。
So you see the work that the Lord is doing.
所以你是看见主要做的工作。
Not only that, there's also the pearl.
不止那样子，还有珍珠。
Now you know how the pearl is produced.
我们都知道珍珠怎么产生的。
And what are they called? Clams? Clams, right? So what happens to the clam?
你看到蚌壳。
There is some foreign object, a piece of sand or something that enters it.
有一些外面东西呢跑到里面去，像沙啦。
And then, but instead of repelling it or getting rid of it,
它不是把它给除去弄出来。
It embraces that.
它是把那个外面来的东西沙呢包起来。
And then it secretes a certain material to cover.
那就产生它里面产生一种这个物质东西把它给包起来。
And over time it becomes a pearl.
那么经过一段时间以后呢，那个东西呢包起来以后呢，就产生出像珍珠一样。
So brothers and sisters, remember the story of Paul.
我们知道保罗的故事。
He said, "I have a thorn on my side."
保罗说呢，我有一根刺在我身
上。He knew that came from the Lord.
他知道那个是从主来的。
He said, "Three times I asked the Lord that it be removed from me."
他向主求三次让那个刺离开他。
But the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient."
但主说我的恩典够你用。
So you see again the work of the cross.
所以你就认识到十字架上的工作。
The Lord might put someone next to you.
主也许把某些人放在你的身边。
Even a spouse.
也许是你的配偶。
Or a child.
或者你的孩子。
Or a parent.
或者你的父母。
Or a brother or sister.
或者你的兄弟姐妹。
And somehow our natural reaction might to try to get rid of them.
我们天然的性情也许就是说我们要把他们从我们身上从我们周围把他们分出去。
Or leave them.
或者我们就离开他们。
So that's why people get divorced.
那就为什么有一些人要选择离婚呢？
So that's why there is division in the church.
那教会也一样，为什么教会会有一些？
But the Lord says, "My grace is sufficient for you."
但主说我的恩典是够你用。
The Lord is doing a work of transformation.
主在做我们身上做转变的工作。
If we're able to embrace that.
如果我们可以面对这些困难。
And then that material that's secreted from the land is like grace.
那么这些难处呢，就成为神在我们身上的恩典。
Continue to embrace and to love and to give grace.
我们能够不但我们不拒绝，而且我们能够爱这些我们觉得难处不可爱的。
One day that will become a pearl.
那么有一天呢，我们的身上就会做成像珍珠一样。
So, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
，It's very practical.
这是非常真实的一个。
What is it that the Lord is trying to do?
主要做什么呢
？The Lord is trying to transform us and change us.
主要在我们身上做改变的工作。
In our lives individually,
在我们每一个人的身上。
In our lives in a family,
在我们的家庭。
And in our lives corporately,
还有在我们整体教会。
But He does that through the work of the cross.
但他 透过十字架上来做工，十字架来做工。
The Lord said, if anyone wants to follow me, he must take, deny himself, take up the cross daily and follow me.
主说，若有人跟从我，就当舍己，背起十字架跟从我。
Brothers and sisters, in this world,
弟兄姐妹，在这个世界上
，What man can produce out of itself?
人可以做什么呢？
What out of himself, you know, what he can, what the result is.
从人能够会有什么结局呢？
So you know that in the United States today, that the divorce rate is over 50%.
就是说结果就像这样子，美国今天这个离婚率有50%。
So, you know there are many broken families.
我们知道有非常多破碎的家庭。
And we spoke about, yesterday,Because there's this, bestial, thing in us.
我们就昨天看到，我们这个人的身上呢，虽然是神创造，但是我们有一个兽性的肉体的这个欲望在里面。
Yes. We do what our bodies want us to do.
我们就常常随从我们肉体的欲望去行。
And you know, as a result of that, there are many things that happen that are very tragic.
那我们知道那个后果是什么呢？就是有非常多的悲剧发生。
Whether it be alcohol,
也许是酒精
or drugs,
或者是吸毒
or whether it be just the unwillingness to deny ourselves.
或者是我们不愿意舍己。
And because of that,
因为这样的缘故
there's so many broken homes.
所以有这么多的家庭破碎。
Now, we know that the Lord had a prayer.
我们知道主
before he ascended,
在升天之前祷告。
He said, Lord, may they be one just like you and I are one.
他就说呢，愿他们合一，就像我与父合一一样。
And then there should be only one church.
应该是只有一个教会。
That, but do you know,But today,
但是今天呢,
that there are over 30,000 denominations in the world.
有超过30,000个教会的这个支派。
Brothers and sisters, there should be only one church.
弟兄姐妹，教会应该合一的。
But there is division after division after division.
但教会有分裂又分裂又分裂。
But what is the work that the Lord is doing?
但是主要做什么事呢？
Is that He is calling us.
他是呼召我们。
He said, if you want to follow me,
你们要跟从我。
You must deny yourself.
你必须要舍己
take up the cross,
背起你的十字架
and follow me,
跟随我。
So, what is it that we're trying to do?
这到底要做什么呢？
We already said that after the Lord ascended,
我已经说过，当主升天
He baptized us into one body.
他把这个门徒建成一个身体。
He has left us here on earth.
他把他们留在地上。
So just as others, when they touched the Lord, they saw heaven.
就像他们碰到了主，就碰到天上。
What the Lord is after is that as people touch us,
主要的就是说，当世人摸到我们
，they can touch heaven,
他们就摸到天上。
So brothers and sisters at work,
这就是主要做的工作。
So at work,
在工作，
就像工作岗位的时候。
So, when everybody else is cursing,
当每一个人都在那边咒主咒骂的时候。
So your language is different than everybody else.
那我们基督徒呢？我们说的话跟别人不一样。
They will say, "Wow, there's something different about them."
那别人就会惊奇说，哇，这些人是是跟他们不同的。
As a matter of fact, if you're a real testimony, they might even say sorry when they start to curse.
若是我们有一个好的见证的话，他们也许在咒骂的时候，他们会说抱歉。
Because there's something different about them.
因为他们碰到有些人是不同的。
When everybody else is talking bad things about other coworkers,
当他们一些人都在说别人的坏话的时候
you do not join them.
我们并没有加入他们
They say there's something different about them.
那他们就是说我们是跟他们不同的
Something gracious about them.
我们说他们好像说他们好的地方
When they come to our homes and our families,
当他们到我们家庭来的时候
They see there's something different about our family.
他看见我们家是不一样的
That the husband loves the wife.
先生爱太太
and then the wife submits to the husband.
那么太太顺服丈夫
children obey the parents.
孩子也顺服父母亲
and as they're older, they know how to honor their parents.
当他们越长大，他越会学习孝顺父母
I don't know about you, but every time I hear friends talk about what happens after their older parents pass away.
我不知道你们怎么样，但是我听到有些人讲到他们的父母年纪大了 过世。
In this world, all the siblings start to fight.
啊，在这个地上的人，他们的兄弟姐妹就开始在。
They start to fight over inheritance.
他们就为了他们的遗产在这边争。
And it gets very ugly.
啊，就结果你知道非常的丑陋的事。
It was recently interesting. I heard a story about the owner of Evergreen Airlines.
啊，对，最近的一个就是长荣的这个航空公司的啊董事长过世。
He passed away.
对，过世了。
And he gave all his money to one of his sons.
哎，他把所有的钱给其中的一个儿子。
And all the power to one of his sons.
啊，就所有他的权力，企业的这个权力都交给这个儿子。
But then I think his brother sent him away to Singapore.
对，那他们的父啊、其他的兄弟呢，就把他送到新加坡去。
And then while he was in Singapore, they took all his power back.
啊，当他在新加坡的时候，在国外的时候呢，他们把他的权力都夺回来。
But brothers and sisters,
啊，弟兄姐妹们
，Isn't that what the world is about?
啊，这就是世界上人的。
Isn't that what man does according to his own flesh?
就是人照着自己的血气行事。
So, but brothers and sisters,
啊，但弟兄姐妹们
，Is that what others see in our families?
啊，这是不是别人在我们家看到的呢
？Or when they come to our homes，
或者他到我们的家里来的时候
，They will say, "Wow, there's something different about that family."
他就看见我们家是不一样的。
Somehow that family is a reflection of heaven.
啊，我们这个家可以把天上啊给带出来。
Now you can see, "Wow, heaven is not just in heaven, but heaven on earth."
那人们就会说，哇，天上不是只有在天上，乃是天上在地上真正活出来。
That in this family there is such peace.
啊，在这个家庭呢是有完全的平安。
Other families you go to，
啊，其他的家庭。
Some people don't ever want to go home。
啊，很多家庭啊，他们的这个也许父母亲或者丈夫不愿意回家。
So I had a coworker in my previous job。
啊，在我以前的工作的一个同事。
He used to live 2.5 hours away from home。
哇，他是住离家有2.5小时。
And he would commute 2.5 hours every day。Each way.
他每一啊每一程呢，来回各要2.5小时。
But the thing was, he was always very early to work, and he would leave late from work.
他总是很早到，很晚离开办公室。
And I could not comprehend it.
啊，我不能够明白到底。
I said, "Don't you want to go home and see your wife and kids?"
我就跟他说，你难道不想回去看你的太太孩子吗
？It wasn't until one day he said this.
啊，直到有一天他这样说。
Said, "My favorite date to go with my wife is to go see a movie."
啊，就是我最怀念喜欢跟太太的是去看
Go see a movie
去看一个电影
Because then I don't have to listen to her talk
因为呢这样我不用去听她讲话
So you see this man didn't want to go home
啊，所以你看这个人呢这个先生呢不愿意回家
Because work was more like heaven than home was
因为在公司工作好像对他来讲像在天上一样
So brothers and sisters this is funny but it's very real
啊，弟兄姐妹，这也许看起来是非常好笑，但是这实际上生活就是这个样子。
The same thing with our gatherings.
啊，在我们聚集的时候
，When people come into our midst.
啊，当别人是来到我们当中的时候
，You know that at work, people are always fighting.
啊，我们知道在公司工作啊，人们总是同事之间的。
There's always office politics.
啊，总是有这个权力的斗争。
People backstabbing each other.
啊，就是从背后捅一刀。
People fighting.
人们就争取
People try to get a place of position.
他们总要升到高的位置上去。
So, but when they come to our meetings,
但是他到我们的中间的聚会的时候
into our gatherings,
到我们的聚会当中
do they see the same thing?
他们是看到一样的事吗
Or do they see that brothers and sisters loving one another?
或者他看到我们是彼此相爱
Or they see, the picture of our Lord washing his disciples' feet.
或者看到像我们主为门徒洗脚的
The Lord said you are to wash one another's feet.
主说你们要彼此洗脚。
So this is the example the Lord had set.
这是主给门徒的榜样。
So when people come into our midst,
啊，当人来到我们当中
，there's like something different about them.
他们会看到有不一样的吗
？There's something heavenly about them.
啊，是有看到天上的在地上。
Something we did not find here on earth.
啊，在地上是找不到的。
So this is what the Lord is doing.
这就是我们主所要做的。
Now Galatians chapter 5 verse 18 to 21 says this.
加拉太书的第五章18节到21节
It says, But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these of which I warn you, Just I have forewarned you that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
十八节，但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪诞、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
And then, however, the wonderful thing is this, that later on, Paul says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
好，但是奇妙的事是在接着啊，加拉太书的二十二节，他说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So in Adam,
啊，所以在亚当里
，or in the flesh,
或者在啊肉体血气里
，what it can produce is all the other the things we talked about: immorality, impurity, sensuality, so on and so forth.
就像我们刚刚所念的啊十九节那里说，人如果活在肉体血气里面。就是只有奸淫、污秽、邪诞。
But now we have the life of Christ in us.
但我们现在有主的生命在我们。
And what is that life like in us?
啊，那么那个生命在我们里面是怎么样呢
？Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平啊等等之类的。
That is description of the life of Christ in us.
这就是啊，对耶稣基督主的生命在我们里面。
So as that life is in us.
啊，当这个生命在我们里面的时候
，the nature of Christ is in us.
那么主啊，主基督的性情就在我们里面。
In other words,
啊，换句话说
，we have a little bit of the patience of Christ.
我们有一点点忍耐，像耶稣一样。
The peace of Christ.
啊，是有一些。
The kindness of Christ.
有一些啊良善。
So, but the thing is, we realize, especially as we're younger in the Lord.
啊，也许当我们信主啊。年纪小啊少的时候，年还信主不多年的时候
，We may have patience some of the times.
啊，我们也许在某些时候有忍耐
，But then we lose our temper.
但我们就很快就失去了啊这个发脾气了。
But we still lose our temper.
对，我们也是会发脾气的。
But as time goes by.
啊，但是随着时间越长
，As the Holy Spirit continues to do the work of the cross in us.
所以圣灵在我们身上继续的工作。
The hope is that nature of Christ can become the character of Christ.
慢慢的，这个耶稣的性情在我们里面成为我们的性格。
What is the difference between nature and character?
啊，什么的差别呢？就是我们的性情跟性格有什么差别呢
？So, the nature is that sometimes we have patience, but sometimes we don't.
哦，性情就是说呢，我们有些时候可以啊有忍耐圣灵果子
，It comes and then it goes.
然后有些时候可以，有些时候不行，不能持续的。
But hopefully one day that the Lord can transform us.
但是希望在直到有一天呢，主把我们身上做成。
So that we become a patient person.
我们成为一个真正忍耐的一个人。
So it comes and it stays.
那他这个忍耐呢，在我们身上就不会离开了。
So we become a kind person.
我们就成为一个啊、这个所谓的。良善温慈啊温柔的一个人，而且是一个有啊还是说很久很久。
So it's something permanent about that person.
就像这个性情是永久在我们身上彰显出来的。
It's just like remember the pencil lead. It's very brittle.
啊，就像我们刚刚讲的这个铅笔呢是易碎的。
Very easily to just be rattled and broken off.
啊，很快的就会被弄碎了。
But when it becomes a diamond.
但它成为钻石的时候
，it stays，
它就在留在里面。
It doesn't break off，
它不会被弄碎。
So that's why the Lord said, "I came that you may bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain."
啊，所以主说呢，我来啊，是让你们结果子。
So，
然后你的
，and then
我也可以长久
remain. Yes, exactly. So you see the picture in the end.
所以你看到这个最后的这个图画吗？
You see the New Jerusalem,
看到这个新耶路撒冷。
The gold and the precious stone and the pearls,
啊，那个金子还有宝石尊啊珍珠。
So it comes and it stays.
它是留在那里，不会离开的。
And ultimately, what is that? What is the purpose of that vessel?
啊，那么那个是有什么目的呢？
Is that it would bear the light?
啊，因为它可以承受光。
And who is that light?
那谁是那个光呢？
Is the Lamb.
就是羔羊
is the light of our Lord Jesus.
就是我们的主啊的这个光
So that's why, in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3,
啊，所以呢，你看启示录的第二章、第三章
the last call that the Lord has,
啊，主在每一个教会的最后一个
He calls each of those seven churches that he speaks to,
啊，他对每一七个教会的每一个教会，他对他们说
calls them a lampstand,
称他们为灯台
So, brothers and sisters,
啊，弟兄姐妹
what is going back to?What we said the Lord's purpose was.
啊，我们就要回到主他的做工的目的是什么呢
？Somehow that the earth can reflect heaven.
就像地上可以彰显天上。
Somehow that the earth could be a testimony of who He is.
啊，地上可以来为他做见证。
So in every city.
啊，在每一个城市。
Starting in Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷。
Then later to Philippi.
啊，到腓立比。
Ephesus.
啊，以弗所。
Smyrna.
And
then the Lord said, from the Judea Samaria to the remotest part of the earth.
啊，从犹太全地一直到地极。
So that as the gospel is preached throughout the world.
啊，随着这个福音传到地极。
In each city, there's going to be a lampstand.
每一个城市应该都有灯台。
When this dark world is very getting darker and darker.
当这个地上的啊世界呢越来越黑的时候。
The church can serve as a lampstand.
那么教会呢应该要成为那个灯台。
And almost like the, you know, when you go to war, you send out your paratroopers first.
啊，就像你打仗的时候，你先把你的啊先遣差遣的这个伞兵部队送过去。
So like in Normandy, they sent out the paratroopers first.
就像在诺曼底登陆的时候，先把伞兵啊降落在那里。
You establish a beachhead.
那先啊占的碉堡在上滩头。
And then eventually you take over that piece of land.
那么最后呢，你就把整个地呢夺回来。
So in this each locality today in this world.
啊，在这个今天的这个地上
，God desires that He have a lampstand.
啊，他要有灯台。
That lampstand is to bear forth that light.
那么这个灯台呢，要能够啊，让承受这个灯能够、啊、光照出。
So people can see what heaven is.
所以灯台是要发光，好让地上的人能够知道。
So that light in us can grow brighter and brighter.
所以在我们身上这个光呢，可以越来越光。
Individually.
啊，个人
，as a family，
还有一个家庭
，and in the church，
或者是整个教会
，then the Lord can return
那。那时呢，主才可以回来。
And then you will have Normandy。
那我们就有像诺曼底登陆一样。
And then we can say that the will of God is fulfilled。
那我们可以说神的旨意就成全了。
That one day earth can reflect heaven。
啊，在有一天呢，地上可以。反映出天上。
Revelation chapter 19 talks about the Lord coming back.
啊，启示录十九章讲到主回来的时候。
And with him are the saints.
啊，有圣徒与他一起。
And what is he going to do?
啊，他做什么呢
？He's going to reign on this earth for 1,000 years.
他们要在地上与他同作王1000年。
And those who love him, who answer his call,
啊，那些爱他而且是回应他的呼召的
，will be able to reign with him.
啊，同时要与他掌权。
Remember the original purpose in the book of Genesis?
啊，记不记得在创世纪的刚开始的
？That man will be able to reign, rule, and reign over this earth.
啊，人要在地上治理全地。
But what must happen first?
但是什么啊？要发生先发生什么事呢
？We need to grow up.
我们需要长大。
One last example I'll give you.
啊，最后一个例子我。
I always give this example.
啊，我总是给这个例子。
And Donald Trump is in the news now.
啊，我们知道这个总统候选人这个川普。
I'm not going to focus on what he said or whatever, what his political aspirations are.
啊，我并不说他个人的啊说过什么话或者政治的立场。
I want to focus more on his business empire.
啊，我是要讲到他的这个企业。
He's a very successful man.
他是一个非常成功的企业家。
But he realizes that one day he's going to grow old and he will have to.And pass on his business.
啊，他也是会想到有一天他会老了，要把这个他的企业要交给下一代。
So that's why he named his son Donald Trump Jr.
哦，所以他就把他的小儿子叫川普，啊，这个小川普呢，
所
以成为继承人。
So the hope of the fathers are one day his son can take over his business.
啊，就是希望有一天这个儿子长大了可以承受这个企业。
So of course he will train him.
当然他要先训练他。
He will go to school.
他要到学校去。
And grow up.
啊，要长大。
And that's why he brought him along in his show, The Apprentice.
啊，所以他也把他带到身旁，让他可以当学徒一样学习。
So, Donald Trump went to Wharton, the best business school. So his son also went to Wharton, the best business school.
那川普怎么样上这个啊？学校，那么他以前念的这个企业学校，他也要让他去念。
The hope is that one day he can grow up to be like him.
就是他希望是有一天呢，儿子也像他父亲。
Hopefully not too much like him, but anyway, be like him.
啊，就是说，希望就是儿子像父亲。
So that one day he could pass on his empire to his son.
所以有一天他可以把企业的王国呢交给他儿子。
So this is a similar example to what the Lord is doing for us.
啊，这是一个相类似的图画，我们主在我们身上。
As a five-year-old, Trump is not going to give his business empire to his five-year-old.
那么小川普五岁了，他父亲不可能把企业交给他。
The same way the Lord is wanting us to grow up.
那一样道理，我们的主呢要我们长大。
That we can be conformed to the image of his son.
那我们可以像他儿子的样的模样。
And then we will be ready to one day reign with him.
啊，那一天呢，我们就可以预备好了与他作王。
According to the Bible, we will also actually judge the angels.
啊，那不但这样子，根据圣经呢，而且我们要审判天使。
If we're fighting every day and being very immature, how can we even judge angels?
那如果我们都不成熟，我们一天到晚就在那边斗，那我们怎么可以审判天使呢？
So the Lord is doing a work of equipping.
所以主在我们身上要装备我们。
So, that one day we can be ready.
那有一天我们要预备好。
Sorry, our time is up.
啊，对不起，我们时间已经到了。
So we'll continue tonight.
那晚上我们继续。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
好，我们先做个祷告。
Lord, we thank you for these words.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you may use it if it pleases you.
主，我们祷告，照着你的旨意。
May you speak to our hearts.
你来我们身上，来在我们说到我们的心里面来做什么的工作。
May your Holy Spirit make these words really real in each one of our lives.
主，我们愿圣灵在我们身上，这每一句话都成为实际。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。